brought to you by Penguin.
Sugar and Slate by Charlotte Williams. Read by Bernardine Evaristo and Zadia Campbell Davis.
Introduction by me, Bernardine Evaristo. Memoirs are an invaluable addition to how history is recorded, or, more accurately, how we choose to selectively highlight and represent the past. The official historicisation of the United Kingdom has tended to exclude the timelines of people of colour to the extent that it would be easy to think that we are not important enough for the record. Yet in a world where we are all racialised and where people of colour are minoritised in majority white societies, how we record the past is part of our national identity formation, as well as our personal concepts of belonging. In a culture where very few memoirs or autobiographies by people of colour are published, especially outside the celebrity sphere, each book that manages to surface is making an essential correction to the whitewashing of history. Each book changes the historical landscape. Within this context, Sugar and Slate by Charlotte Williams, first published in 2002, offers us a new and wonderfully unique perspective on one of the four nations of the United Kingdom, the country of Wales, from both a personal and a wider historical perspective. Williams was born in Wales to a white mother and Afro-Guyanese father, Dennis Williams, who was a visual artist of some note, an archaeologist, and a writer. Her parents spent their early marriage living in London, moving in artistic circles that included fellow artists Francis Bacon and Lucian Freud, as well as fellow Caribbean émigrés Michael Manley, who became Prime Minister of Jamaica, and the writers Jan Carew and Wilson Harris. Her father's story is not the familiar one of a working-class immigrant consigned to working on the buses or in a factory, but that of someone who was a teacher at the Central School of Art and whose art was well exhibited. He was described by a leading critic as a brilliant newcomer. Williams, Pater, eventually relocated to Sudan to teach and later to Nigeria, with the family following him to both countries, until Charlotte's Welsh-speaking mother decided to return home and took her five daughters to live in Llandudno. Williams begins the memoir with the sentence and sentiment, "It would have been so much easier if I had been able to say, I come from Africa." But her relationship to place is not so easily identifiable or reductive. In East and West Africa, she does not fit in and is regarded as a foreigner. So too in Wales, where, as a biracial child in a predominantly white country, she is subject to the cruelties of racism from both children and adults. Of course, as is the case, there was no language available to her as a child of the 50s and 60s to articulate this. Of racism, she writes, "I accepted it as my personal battle, not as anything particularly collective." Sugar and Slate is an interrogation of Williams's identity, but it's also an investigation into nationality, Welshness, Britishness, class, gender, and ethnicity, while offering the reader fascinating insights into Wales's untold black history, which has been overlooked by historians who only select white historical timelines, and historians who explore Britain's black history but have omitted Wales from their research. One such example is that we learn about the Religious African Training Institute founded in Colwyn Bay in 1889 to educate African boys, drawing them from all over the African continent. Many of the boys, employed in various trades, were familiar figures around town. Their presence and that of others evokes a more multicultural history of where.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?